The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. But today I woke up, and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation, and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have well entered the Twilight Zone. We've become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you'd better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing unborn babies is A-okay. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
And wake up. Here, you know, they're making us recognize different genders. Here at Poke the Hornet's Nest, we believe there's a difference between a man and a woman. I know you know what it is, and all the rest of them are lifestyles.
Good morning, Nick.
Poke the Hornet's Nest. Let's get to poking. I've got some inside information on Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, well, there you go. And I just want to say, mic drop. I don't even know what we can talk about today. That lady killed it. I don't know where you got that clip, but that was a great clip, to be honest with you, Nick. I really enjoyed that.
Well,
I mean, I hated every word she said because it's true, but I enjoyed the fact that we're not the only ones seeing it.
That's right, and that pegs it.
There you go. Good morning.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Yes.
Has a boyfriend. And his name is Mounds. And Caitlyn is getting ready to change her name to Almond Joy. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't.
Nick, it's Sunday morning. It's 8. What do we got here? 8:05, and you've already got bad jokes. You got bad jokes starting already.
Hey, if you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
Well, welcome to the Poke the Hornet's Nest, folks. I have been gone for the last show. I was up racing in Seattle where we had 5 wheel lug nuts break off at the same time and about 80 miles an hour, and the car went popped up in the ground and came back down, and so I'm back in the seat right now with you, Nick.
Were you driving?
I was not. The owner of the car was driving.
He tried to finish the race?
Well, he ended up driving around with the car hanging, grinding on the ground, and so after 13 hours of a 15-hour race, we managed to not finish, so it really was a bummer.
You know, you mentioned to me that your wife wasn't real enthusiastic about you going to a race where they're going 160 and 170 miles an hour. Is that how fast you get going up there?
No, our cars, I mean, like, like, we had probably the second fastest car there, maybe the fastest. So there was a BMW that was pretty fast, but we were doing about 135 through one of the kind of light right corners. So, yeah, we're doing about 130, 140. 160 is a different world. We're not in that. We don't play in that game.
Hey, check out Doug in about 20 years. He's the guy that's going to have about 12 cars behind him and pull over and into the turnout so they can pass on his way to Lassen Park.
I'll be driving a super big RV.
Well, you know, that's what I'm doing now.
Yeah?
I pull over and let people by, and I used to be the guy that was always in a hurry. Get out of the way, Uncle Saul. I got to get to work.
Well, you're an old guy now, so it makes complete sense.
There used to be a law that you couldn't get a speeding ticket going to work.
Shut up.
Well, there shouldn't be. I mean, hell, a guy wants to go to work. He shouldn't get penalized for it coming home. A different story.
I could use that every morning.
There you go.
So we have stuff to talk about. People are listening, so let's get going and see what we can enlighten today.
Well, you know, I stumbled across these clips from a guy named Stephen Gardner. He's on YouTube. He's got quite a few of them. If you go to YouTube and click in Stephen Gardner, you'll enjoy what he's got to say. These are two clips out of one of his podcast that's about 15 minutes. Can we play that first clip, please?
House of Representatives and Representative Thomas Massie, a Republican in the House of Representatives and the closest person to a libertarian, was able to question Horowitz, the federal government's investigator general, the IG. And he decided to ask him questions about this secret report that is being held back about January 6th. Now, Massie already knows what's in here, but he can't openly talk about it. But in this back and forth discussion, it is revealed that the FBI was crawling all over Capitol grounds. The FBI informants went into the Capitol with people that have now gone to jail for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years. And they didn't have any repercussions. These FBI agents lied. They broke rules of engagement. And they did all of this to make Donald Trump look bad. Let's go ahead and listen to this bombshell testimonial from earlier.
Inspector General Horowitz, over the past 3 years, I've questioned FBI Director Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland about the federal assets, such as confidential human sources that were present on January 6th. At the Capitol, and they have continuously stonewalled me. We've got no answers whatsoever about this from them. Now, you announced that you were going to do a review of the DOJ response and preparation, mainly preparation, I think, for January 6th. When did you start that review? When did you announce that review?
We announced it in 2021, but we ended up pausing it because of the ongoing criminal cases consistent with how we perform our work. We reinitiated it last year, and I'm in the process of reviewing a draft of the report.
So 3.5 years ago, it was announced that you'd be doing this review, and we still don't have the review, do we?
Gee, it almost seems like they're putting it off till after the election.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? One thing I noticed, Nick, coming up to the election, now that you brought that as a segue, is I don't know if anybody else has noticed it, but they're coming up with all the COVID commercials again. Commercials and getting injections and all this stuff right before the election. So these guys have wasted 3.5 years, and they're going to wait till after the election to release this report. And this is our government. Why can't we know what they know? What is so top secret that we're not allowed to know?
Maybe we should call up Mary Rickert and ask her.
Well, I don't know. I know that this is crazy, because the more that you find out about January 6th, the more you find out literally how corrupt and evil the woke liberal Democrats are. And the rhinos. I mean, don't forget, Liz Cheney was in on that whole thing. So I think that they all should be maybe held for treason, because what they did is undermining the country.
Well, hopefully Trump will get back in, and maybe they will be held for treason. You know, I don't think Liz's daddy, Dick, did us any favors, kept us in a war all the time. Well, he got non-bidding contracts for billions of dollars over in Iraq representing Halliburton.
Yes, he did. Yep. But, you know, on the big news, he just recently endorsed Camel. So, you know, that says a lot, you know, right there. You know, he's a great American. So no, that Massey, I think, is one of the, if not the only one really up there. I mean, Rand Paul is really good, but Massey seems to be the one that is, asking the questions, but we never find out what the results are. And that, it doesn't matter what he asks. If he can't tell us, then don't ask the damn questions. I'm at the point where when they talk about an investigation or something, well, we never hear the results.
They need to bring it to our attention how evasive these people are and won't answer a question. Kind of like Kamala Harris at the debate.
Yep.
Did you watch that?
I watched. I segued through it for about 25, 30 minutes, and then I just couldn't look at it anymore. It was sad. That's what we've come down to as a candidate.
Well, actually, the people that should stay in bed that don't and call themselves woke, they think Kamala won that.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how why they think she won it? Facial expression.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it. That's all the substance she had. And she did a pretty good job of it.
Well, she apparently was training the whole week with top actors on specific facial expressions to have at specific times. And because they knew what questions were coming, she could be prepared to have that facial expression. So, yeah, forget the fact of substance or facts. Let's look at the facial things.
I was so disappointed in Trump. I didn't think that he did a very good job.
Nope.
And now he's saying, no, he doesn't want to debate again. And Kamala's begging for a debate.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around, is he was willing to go back. She didn't want to go at first, and now she agrees. Now it's different.
Trump said, you know, it's like a prize fighter, a champion, when he gets beat, the first thing he does is call for a rematch.
Oh.
And Kamala was calling for a rematch, and he said, no. I think he should say, I'll be happy to have another debate, but I'll pick the forum and the moderator.
Yeah. I mean, make the thing equal, you know. If they really want, have one conservative, you know, I don't know, Megyn Kelly, I guess, would qualify, and then go ahead and have a liberal commentator so there's different points of view and go that direction.
Well,
because,
actually, there shouldn't be a point of view from the moderator.
Well, no, but I'm saying,
they
but asking the question from the side.
Period.
Yeah, that's it.
And not fact check.
Turns out all of their fact checking was factually incorrect.
You know, there was that old cow that debated that had a false fact check with Romney, and she swung a lot of votes with that. I forget what her name is. Monica? No, it wasn't her. Anyway, we've got another clip there, and I want to compliment Dave. What a good job he's doing with the clips. They're right there, snappy now. When he first started, we had to wait a little bit. Are we ready for the second part of that clip of my almost cousin Stephen Gardner?
Was this the maybe clip?
No.
Okay, so you've got four different emails.
Okay, so we're not ready for it, so that's okay. Let's do the maybe clip just for the heck of it. Go ahead. Either one.
Okay.
Oh. See, I goofed him up on this one.
You give him a compliment, and then he drops the ball.
Let's play a game. I'm about to give you a bunch of random situations, and you can tell me how many random coincidences the world is full of. So this is Ari DeGo. He patented technology on free energy. He was headed to the airport to go meet some investors, but he never made it to his flight because he was found dead in his car. That's random. This is Stefan Marinov. He is the leader of the European free energy movement. In 1997, he had a major breakthrough, and as they were working on the prototype, he was found dead. What? Yeah, apparently he fell out of a window. This is Dr. John Mullen. He is a nuclear physicist that worked for one of the largest military contractors in the world. Apparently, he discovered something really big in the realm of energy, but unfortunately, before he could come out with this information, he died from arsenic poisoning. But don't worry, his girlfriend was the primary suspect. She was actually found dead in her apartment as well. They didn't go after any other suspects. Case closed. This right here is Dmitry Petrinov. He invented a plasma battery that powered his two-story house for 14 months. One day he went to go get bread from a bakery and was never seen again. Zachary Warfield was also working on a plasma battery. He actually met with Dmitry a couple of times where they would exchange notes. He mysteriously died in a boating accident in Washington, D.C. Eugene Malov was an expert physicist in cold fusion. He claimed to have a working prototype of a free energy device, but the day before he was going to go public, he was beaten to death. That's so random. Rory Johnson invented a cold fusion motor that generated over 500 horsepower. The Department of Energy took a restraining order against the technology so he could never publicize it, and you're never going to guess what happened to him. Everyone who knew him said he was super healthy, had no health issues, but he died mysteriously. Mark Tomian was awarded a patent for a zero-point energy system. After he developed his working prototype, he was found mysteriously dead. And the crazy thing is, his research is missing. What? Or you might recognize this one. This is Stan Thompson. He developed a car that ran off of water. After developing his working prototype, he went to go to lunch with two investors so that he could gain money to push this technology out there. He died during lunch. His last words were, "I've been poisoned." Nikola Tesla believed he could make free energy. And all of his research was funded by, guess who? J.P. Morgan, when he claimed to have figured it out and he wanted additional capital so that he could expand his inventions. J.P. Morgan shut him down. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that J.P. Morgan owned General Electric, he owned copper mines, he owned rubber mills. Anyways, the reason why the world has so much inequality, the reason why things are so expensive, it has nothing to do with the fact that we keep inventing technology that can help people, but we suppress it. Anyways, I don't know, what do you guys think? Isn't that crazy? What coincidences? The world is a weird place. Let's play a game.
Well, stop. You'd almost think Big Oil was trying to stop progress when it comes to cheap energy.
Well, the thing that I thought was most interesting about that whole clip is they didn't mention the name the Clintons one time.
Or Dick Cheney.
Those guys all got Clintonized is what they got, what happened to them. They had accidental double suicides. That has been out there for a long time, that this technology, recently there was an airplane crash in Brazil, and a plane crash, and it was all over the news. It was even on our local news, and it fell out of the sky. Well, it turns out there was six scientist doctors on that had completely exposed the COVID hoax. They had everything. They had all the goods, the receipts, the whole works, and they were going to go do a presentation to a group of world science and doctors wherever they were flying to. And miraculously, that plane with all six of those guys crashed as well. Big business. I mean, just saying this probably puts us at risk. The big business is not here to give us cancer cures. They're not here to make affordable energy. They're not here to save the planet. If you threaten their existence, they're going to deal with you. So that's an example. That guy giving all those coinkadinkles, pretty clear, huh?
All I'd ever heard of was one or two, and I stumbled across that. And I said, we got to play this. You know, I went to the show and saw Vindicating Trump.
Oh.
And it was very interesting. I left it insulted, angry, and depressed, because it lays it out how the deep state has manipulated our elections, and what they've done to Donald Trump is just absolutely unacceptable. You know,
not to liberals, not to woke people. It's. I mean, my brother, who happens to be an idiot, liberal, stupid person, said he can't wait till the day that Donald Trump actually gets taken out. He texted me that.
You know, the day Donald Trump gets taken out, that's the day we lose America.
Yeah, but I mean, that was him. And he was speaking on that behalf from that angle, and that's how they think. So it doesn't surprise me. What did you learn on that show, Vindicated? What was so depressing? I mean, it's just since you brought it. I mean, I didn't see it yet. So what did you learn?
Just the whole thing exposed how Donald Trump has been picked on, how our country has been led down a road to weakness. Have we ever been weaker?
No.
I don't think our country has ever been weaker. And
no.
I pray to God we're not going to be in a war before the election or before the inauguration.
Well, earlier this year, it was coming out that inside the White House, it was being leaked, air quotes leaked, which is funny, that to help Biden, they wanted to get us into a war, because a war president, it looks like a hero, air quotes. And so they were hoping that he could get us somehow into a war. And so he and his administration, well, he's in his bedroom wiping his butt. His people keep giving Ukraine more authority to go deeper into Russia, and Putin keeps saying, don't do this or we will retaliate with bigger weapons. And they keep doing it. And now, of course, we've got Israel down there with Hezbollah. They are trying their best before the election to get a war where American troops are involved, so they can claim that now Kamala is a war president. So this is not by accident.
Kamala said we have no troops in foreign wars.
Yeah, she also likes those little circles that hang on a graph. She did that speech about 400 times. So I wouldn't believe a word that Kamala says.
You know, and you look how they weaponized the judicial system against Trump.
Against the average American.
I do have that clip as well.
Oh?
The J6 clip that you had talked about.
Oh, okay. Well, let's not do it right now.
Okay.
We'll do it if we have time. Okay. And then they've locked up these team leaders.
Yep.
Steve Bannon, Mike Flynn.
Yep.
You go on and on and on. They have taken these leaders and locked them up.
Yep.
They have weaponized the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service against him. You know, and then the character assassination, that's what it really is insulting.
Yep.
The way they've assassinated his character.
Well, you know, I said it before on the radio. I'm going to say it again. You know, the biggest fear we have to fear in America is police and military. Now, hear me out before you guys all sit there and go crazy.
No, I believe you. I just because, hope you're wrong.
Well, the problem is history has proven I am never wrong on that one because tyrants and tyranny only comes about when the police are willing to uphold edicts that are unconstitutional or whatever, which we saw with COVID. I mean, there was people getting arrested because they weren't wearing a mask for something that turned out to be 100% hoax. Nobody got apologized. Those records didn't get expunged. And with the military taking orders from the top down. And so the fact that they were doing this to Trump is just them trying to intimidate people below those leaders, the Mike Flynns, the Steve Bannons. They're trying to intimidate that you don't speak up so, you know, you don't become part of the problem. But I've said it before, is it's the military, the police that are going to be the ones that take us down the path. Instead of adhering to the constitutional oaths that they take, they will go for the paycheck. And that includes the FBI, the CIA, Department of Homeland Security, because they all fall under law enforcement. And that's actually that's my biggest fear, is those are the folks, you know, we support the blue and all the good stuff. Reality is those are the ones that will enact and enforce these government edicts that are going to destroy America.
I believe the media is in there with an equal partnership to all those you just mentioned. When you look at Russiagate, they knew that was false. PeePeeGate, how ridiculous
yep.
was that?
Yep.
You know, the hiding the Hunter Biden laptop
yep.
cost 15% of the people that voted for Biden said they wouldn't have voted for
had
Biden
they
had
it.
They known that. You know, and they hid Hunter's past. You know, if you want to measure the quality and character of a person, look at his kids. That's all you have to do. You find me a criminal in Donald Trump's background with his kids, and you're not going to do it. You don't have to look too far with
With
Joey Boy.
The entire Biden enterprise is criminal, from the brothers, the grandkids, the Hunter himself. You know, the entire family is corrupt. And yet, you know, to the woke liberals, he's like, oh, there's Joey. Joey's fighting. This, in any other time, pre-Obama, that dude would be in prison, if not worse, for treason for what he's done to our country. He's going to be held here in a month. After whoever wins the election, and I don't think it matters which because there's going to be chaos, but he's going to be held in 4 months as some great diplomat hero to the United States, and there's probably been no greater destructive force in that White House than Joe Biden.
And Kamala wants us to take us back to the good times. We're going to go back to what? Cheap gas? Low inflation? Low interest rates? Low energy? No inflation? Yeah, Kamala, you're going to take us back to a worse place.
Well, you know, I wanted to point this out. This is something I came across the other day, and I thought I would share it. So for all you woke folks who are just dumb, even Sweden is figuring this out. Sweden, probably the uber-liberal capital of Europe.
You know the best thing about Sweden? Their chicks.
Their bikini team. They have recently scrapped UN Agenda 2030 global goals from their government directives. So Sweden, of all godforsaken countries, has finally realized that what the liberal agenda is, that Agenda 2030, it's evil, it's bad, and they are abandoning it. Now, will it happen fast enough to not cause chaos? I doubt it, but I thought I'd bring out some good news
that a
liberal country is abandoning it.
You know what the liberals have to counter that? The 2025 agenda, they're claiming that Trump his team has come up with, and he's never heard of it.
Yeah.
Same with debunking 2,000 mules. You ought to see the stupid reasons they call that false.
Yeah.
And they've subliminally planted this in the minds of voters, thinking, oh, yeah, that was debunked. Oh, no, it wasn't. You just look it up. And one guy said that he walked by the drop boxes six times a day. and he has no doubt that his count was voted. And they offer that as proof that 2,000 mules wasn't accurate.
Yeah. After Dinesh had phone pings by the thousands, tens of thousands, going to the same box multiple times a day, and it's all fact-based. I mean,
well, they were just walking back and forth from cigarette breaks. You know, they're chain smokers.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go down that rabbit hole and say, okay, you're right, Nick. They stole that election. And the problem is, we told them how we caught them. I think that they might try it again here in 2 months or a month and a half now.
Oh, that's the only way they could possibly win. We're going to a break, but I've got a really good clip after the break. Make sure you're here. And no, it's not Big D.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
My name is Kai Mazin Trump. I'm speaking today to share the side of my grandpa that people don't often see. To me, he's just a normal grandpa. He always wants to know how we're doing in school. He always encourages me to push myself to be the most successful person I can be. I was shocked when I heard that he has been shot, and I just wanted to know if he was okay. It was heartbreaking that someone would do that to another person. A lot of people have put my grandpa through hell, and he's still standing. The media makes my grandpa seem like a different person, but I know him for who he is. He's very caring and loving, and he will fight every single day to make America great again.
Make America great again.
Grandpa, you are such an inspiration, and I love you.
Vote for Grandpa.
I never get tired of hearing that one. You know, Kamala had Joe Biden's granddaughter sit on her lap to say what she liked about Joe Biden, and she says, "Here's Hunter's crack pipe." "Mommy, I found Hunter's daddy's crack pipe."
"Here's a bag of his cocaine."
Hey, listen, I've got to make a correction. I called in to Man Up, I think it was Thursday night. Maybe it was Wednesday.
Yeah, Thursday.
And I get so darn tired, I don't think well. There can be an argument made that I don't think well anyway, but I think worse when I'm really tired. And I was asked who I supported for city council, and I said, Mark DeQuisto, and I can't remember the other ones right now. I was wound up about something else. And here's who I support for Reading City Council: Mark Mazzano, Dr. Paul DeNuca, and Mike Latour. I believe that's how you pronounce his name. I believe if we get those three upstanding, honest gentlemen on our city council, at the very least, the first thing they'll do is give an extended lease to the Reading Posse Grounds, to the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. And that is paramount to Reading. Those guys bring in millions and millions of dollars, and they don't ask for 10 cents from the city of Reading.
Well, you know, what's funny is I don't live in the city anymore, so I'm not as well versed as you. So I'll just sit there and say, yeah, what Nick said, only because I don't have the opportunity to hear, go to the meetings, whatever. I mean, I have the opportunity, but I got to drive 40 minutes just to get there. And so anyways, so yeah, ditto what Nick just said. There you go.
Yes, I'm not happy with the city of Reading City Council. They have put it off and put it off. It shouldn't have been put off. It should have been done a year ago or longer, when Mark Mazzano first stood up and said, I'm all for giving them a 50-year lease right now.
Well, I mean, you know, Tanessa had to change the planning commission to get people who were pro-rodeo off, to put people that will sit there and air quotes, look at the options available. And so she had to, that's why they waited, is so that she could appoint people, get rid of Cam Middleton and the other gentleman who had publicly expressed support for the rodeo grounds. And so,
Parton was his name.
Yeah. And so, you know, they're a local legend. They've been here for 75 years, actually 76 now, I believe. And, you know, give them some security, and they'll spend more money, because that's the thing.
Well, they can borrow money to make what they want. I watched a presentation at the city council, and I think Butkus is his name, the head guy for the Rodeo Association. They want to build a stadium.
Yeah, I know.
Similar to a football stadium, probably about the eighth of the size. I mean, they've got big plans, and they put on a wonderful show. Besides all the other things they do in the community, barbecues, breakfasts, donating to special things.
The one that
really got to my attention was the day they have for handicapped kids, and how those kids go down there and get to, you know, get on horses and pet the horses. I went to the rodeo, and one of the favorite things I saw was the cowboys on their horses would go by the box office or the box seats, and the kids would just flock down there and pet them horses.
Oh, yeah.
Horses stand there, and they'd pet them and touch them. And, you know, it's just a community-oriented association, and they do a wonderful job.
Last night they had motocross out there.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yep.
Well, I think that if you're listening and you've got any input into the thing, this is what my design is that I think would be really bitching, to be honest with you, is a horseshoe-shaped stadium looking out over the Sacramento River.
That's what they've got in mind.
Yeah, so a horseshoe-shaped thing. They could do concerts, outdoor concerts.
They want to build a platform to hold concerts.
That's what I'm saying. That would be so cool right there. They could use it. It would be a multi-use thing, and it would have the theme of a horseshoe from above, and I think that would be really a neat stand-apart Reading thing, kind of like the Sundial Bridge.
Well, that's what the city wants to do. They want to make an event center down there. K2 and McConnell Foundation will own it. And they've been so successful with their other projects. Take Big League Dreams, the soccer park, and the Stillwater Business Park. You always see a plaque on there with everybody's name on there who helped put this together. They want their name on a plaque down there.
Yeah, well, for a while there, it was Emperor Warren who managed to get all these things put through and put us in a bunch of debt or failing industry stuff. So,
how long does it take to build a bike depot? Just saying.
Yeah. So anyway, let's move on. We've got a deal going on at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. We have, I think it's $32 million for an opiate settlement. I think that's from the family that pushed and sold OxyContin.
Yeah.
And I think this county's got $8 or $10 million right now, and they get a couple million each year till I think it's 2026. And Kevin can clue us in next week on that if he wants to. And Kevin is soliciting ideas what to do with this money. And it looks to me like, well, he wants to weed out the programs that aren't working.
Well, duh.
Well, nobody else does. Everybody just wants a chunk of the money, and let's go on, and we're all happy. In fact, he found one person that is involved with a nonprofit that was embezzling money. That's coming out. But my thoughts are, why are we going to put this money in programs that don't work? I would like to see that $32 million, every cent of it, go to a jail.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I mean, you know, the opiate people, the addicted people, they are the ones that are committing all the crime.
They're the ones that need, to go to jail for an extended period of time, be it 5 months, a year, to clean up. That's, you know,
and then if they want to get rehabbed, we've already got the programs in place.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to cost us any more, in my opinion.
Well, I without mentioning names, we actually had him on the show, so I guess I could mention his name. But Adam Schwartz, loved the guy. Great guy. He came on our show and talked about his journey and as a derelict youth and all the good stuff. And then he went through, you know, for as much as maybe we beat on the rescue mission for their money that they're using on this private thing, the fact is, Adam is a testament that if you're dedicated to the result, it works. And Adam's a great realtor, and he's
dedicated.
He made the decision, and so I know the program works. So I know this guy. He's great.
What percentage? The program works.
Oh, he himself said
a very small percentage.
I think he said the success rate is around 5 to 7%. Just because.
There you go.
You know,
we've got programs for them. We don't need to give them more money.
No.
You know, I wouldn't mind some of this money going to the Children's Legacy Center.
Yeah.
They do great work.
Yep.
We weren't happy with them getting $7.2 million of the Zog Fire, but that doesn't mean they don't do good work.
No, that's true. You know, maybe some of this money, I know you want a jail, but nowadays the requirements from the government per cell is astronomical, and to build a genuine jail is hundreds.
Well, they don't need to build a Taj Mahal. Why don't they build a block building just like the post office on Churn Creek Road?
Well, why don't they do what Joe Arpaio used to do down in Arizona, tents with pink outfits.
Well, that didn't work for me.
I'm just saying, his recidivism rate was very low, relatively, because people didn't want to go back to that place.
They could have the Weather Channel and the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
Period.
I'm not sure I'd give Disney, because that would have woke them up.
Oh, boy. Well, they're pretty well asleep anyway.
That's true.
And then they could feed vegetarian sandwiches, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Vegan.
I believe they would either want to clean up and not be in that situation again or leave Shasta County.
Yeah.
But those things aren't going to happen. I asked Bazinko about a tent jail facility, and he said it's against California law.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But, you know, at the same time, when you ask a politician or a management of the government, they don't really give you accurate answers. They're excuse makers.
Yeah.
They don't look for a way that we can make this work. They look for an excuse why it won't work.
Well, you know, it's funny is like going back to Bazinko and that, you know, in the liberal eyes, it's cruel and unusual punishment. And I would argue getting broken into in the middle of the night and getting raped is cruel and unusual. So why do they get protected as criminals and we as citizens paying taxes when we get assaulted? That's not cruel and unusual. Why don't we have the ability to inflict a like kind pain, i.e. incarcerate him in something that's very uncomfortable.
Because our progressive lawmakers and assembly and senate people in California and throughout the United States are adapting society to the lawbreakers.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happened. I mean, look at what happened when they quit. This is kind of petty, but it's not against the law to jaywalk. I see people 20 yards this side of a crosswalk where there's a button you can push, jaywalking in the middle of traffic with a dog and a cart behind him. And I'm going, why don't you just go up to the crosswalk?
Yeah.
You know? And if you run over them, I'll guess what? You're going to be in trouble.
You're going to be in big trouble.
Some of them seem to, like, we own these streets.
Oh,
they
man.
Have that attitude. Like
they walk right in front of you. You're coming and you see them. And all they just look, they wait till you get close enough, and then they walk out in front of you.
Game of chicken.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They're hoping to get hit. They're hoping to get hit.
Let's pick on Mary Rickard. I have a lot of fun doing that. Let's play that clip with Mary Rickard. Could we?
Literally millions of acres of ranch land and farmland and eminent domain has just not been an issue. And again,
stop it for a second.
So
stop it. Stop it. Okay, I've got to set this up first. We're at the right place there. This is a meeting on August 20th, and on the agenda, I think it was R3, the proposal was for Kevin to, for them to make an exception, for Kevin to write the rebuttal against this charter amendment. Evidently, there's some rule that the a city or a supervisor can't write the rebuttal or the argument for, I assume. So this is what brought it up. And here's Mary's argument. So let's go ahead and play that.
Is it just doesn't happen unless it's a bridge or something that is, as Jenny said, public safety or just something that they're widening a bridge and they just need a little strip of land. So I do think that this is a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yeah, and I'll just respond briefly. As a lot of times, it's what you do in preparation to make sure it never becomes an issue here, and that's what this is about for me. It's just about protecting private property rights.
So what do you know?
I'm going to move on.
So you're not
because
gonna answer.
We already have a motion.
You're not going to answer my question. What are you aware of that might be a problem in the future? I've got 50 years of experience in this world, and I know more about property rights because I've been around them my entire life. And
Supervisor
I'm saying
Jones.
This is not an issue.
Supervisor Jones.
Yeah, so Supervisor Rickard, I know while you've been around, I've been around a little longer in this county than you, and what I watched in the city of Reading was I've watched where the threat of eminent domain was used to take land and then future projects now – the traffic flows because of what they did then on the backs of the taxpayers for a private enterprise.
Reading School
I've
of the
seen
Arts.
It. I've seen it.
Hey, we don't need feedback from the peanut gallery. So listen, we have a motion. We have a second. The response is going to be very, very short. Deputy CEO Butel did a great job in presenting it. Then we have a rebuttal by a group that will just – you know, essentially want to tear down anything conservative, and then we are going to have a very simple response, and this response is going to be somewhere. I wanted to wait and to see if we had the vote, and it's going to be something as simple as bottom line, : this is about protecting private property rights. That's it. It doesn't have to be wordy. That's what it is. It's factual. I believe that. I mean, we never had a rule for the Board of Supervisors that you can't lock those doors and keep the public 60 feet away outside the door. We never had that rule in place, but guess what? We probably should have, because who would have known what could have come? Hey, please, people, we just understand where it's coming from. Supervisor Rickard.
I'm just saying that I do think that this is a waste of taxpayer money. I keep saying that. And a true conservative is concerned about saving money for the constituents that they represent.
Okay.
If you say conservative, then I'm the only conservative up here.
Right. Well, again, the beauty will be in the vote, because the vote for term limits and the charter was extremely clear of what Shasta County wants, and I believe Shasta County cares about property rights, and we'll talk about the next one. We have a vote. We had a motion. We had a second. We've taken public comment.
That's good. It passed 3-2. But the thing is, Mary is the only true conservative up there, yet she helped create a spot for Eric McGraney and gave him a $32,000 raise, and he hasn't been to work for 2 years, and he's still getting paid, Mary. How about that? And then she goes on about this domain, and what they wanted to do was just let Kevin write the rebuttal to it. And she just bloviated for about 25 minutes about the fact that it's a domain. That wasn't the subject.
Yeah.
And she does that every meeting.
Well, and the thing was, I had the opportunity to be at the recent Reading Republican Ladies Club, whatever. I was acting on behalf of Heather Hadwick.
League of Women Voters?
No, it was a Republican lady, whatever. And so I got in there and I read a statement that was prepared. Well, then Mary got to go up and start talking about her thing, and she started beating on the current
Board of Supervisors and how they voted for this raise and that raise. And I just wanted to scream, but I was on behalf of Heather Hadwick for State Assembly. And she was sitting talking about how this current BOS is spending money like crazy. And I thought to myself, isn't this the same woman with Modi and Comenti and them that gave all kinds of crazy raises?
Absolutely.
And pension plans while they were together. And here she was lying through her teeth. Yes, Mary Ricketts, you were lying through your teeth about how you are a fiscal conservative. You voted for many, many pay raises for executive employees at the county while the rank and file didn't get the same raises. So when you sit there and say that you're a conservative and you say that this new BOS is voting all these crazy, look in the mirror. You voted a ton with Modi and with Comenti and et al. To give all kinds of crazy raises. So she has a history of this.
I'll point something out, too. You know, she has just thumbed her nose at the people
yep.
of Shasta County. When she got on board trying to steal Kevin Cry's seat
yep.
through a recall run by liberals.
Yes, exactly. Same with Garmin.
She jumped right on board with that. She even donated to it.
Yep.
And then she went down to the library and helped fill out postcards that were full of lies.
Yep.
You know, so when she says she's a conservative, well, I just have my doubts about that.
Well, I mean, you know.
And then the term limits.
Yes, the one that would pass to the two.
Overwhelmingly. Yep. So she's running for a third term.
Because it doesn't apply to her. That's the catch, Nick. It doesn't apply to her.
That's right, and she's violently against the Charter County and any of the amendments. And the Charter County gives the people the power to vote what they want.
Yep.
She wants to be in there to tell the people how things are going to be. I'll wager she votes for Kamala.
Well, and you know, it's funny is she also talks about how she's got all this land management. She also has, I have it on a very high authority that her and her family are very big grifters of the Williamson Act. They have huge ranches for which they get paid money from the government. And it's a program that's out there. So I guess it's like LaMalfa takes subsidies for his plant. So I guess you can't really throw stones too hard, but. You know, to sit there and say that you're a conservative and you're living off the government and then you're doing what you do and you voted to give out all these raises and then you're going to stand in front of everybody and say, well, I'm a conservative, that doesn't fly.
Somebody told me, and this is third-hand information, that she's involved with these conservation easements to where she gets a bunch of money for not developing her property. They can only do what they're doing on it now, which is raise cows. So she's feeding at the public trough for millions of dollars, if that's true.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd have a criminal investigation into these land trusts because how it works, folks, just to give you an update, is I own, let's argue, 200 acres, and I'm farming with cows and whatever, and you own 5 acres, and you want to do something on your 5 acres. And the Corps of Army Engineers, which is as corrupt as ever, comes in and says you have a tidal pool. You have fairy shrimp on it. Well, you can't build on your 5 acres.
How do they decide that the shrimp are gay?
I don't know. Maybe they saw Tinkerbell. But here's where it gets insidious. So you want to build on your 5 acres. And they come in and they say, you have a vernal. It could be a tire tread that was run in the mud, but there's standing water. You have a fairy shrimp. Well, you can build on your property if you go and give somebody who has the land trust, which I know Glenn Hollis has a lot of, and you give him, I think it's a six-figure number now. I think it's into the $100,000+ to set aside 1 acre or 2 acres or whatever your mitigation, air quotes, is. On his property, he gets to use it exactly as he or she or it gets to use it exactly as they've been using it just so you can build on your 5 acres. Now tell me that's not corrupt and criminal that a private landowner has to give another private landowner huge money and they're doing this all the time so people can build on theirs. And it has nothing to do with it because in the end, they're using their property as they always did. And the landowner is going to build on it like they always were. It's a money laundering scheme, big time.
The way I understand it, he is the only person in Shasta County that can sell mitigation property like that.
Well, I have been told, and I'm going to speak out of turn to the effect that I know that him and Russ Mull set this up way back in the day. And I've ran into many people who rue his name and the day because this criminal thing where he gets to use his as cows and whatever, no problem. And you, on your 5 acres, in my example, you can't build unless you give him a huge amount of money, and all of a sudden, it's okay. The fairy shrimp don't matter.
I wonder if any – well, I'm going to leave that
so,
alone.
So, anyways, getting back to Mary, she's eating at the public trough, and then she's claiming she's a huge conservative. I you can't have both.
Propositions.
Yes.
What
well,
I
no,
have...
don't. I'm not going to date you. You can proposition me all you want. I'm not going to date you.
Thank you.
All right. Just want to make sure.
The way I look at these propositions, if you want to vote for one of them, look and see their track record. Like the $10 million to build schools. Well, is the schools doing a good job?
With are the you, money they've already got.
Are you happy with the schools? It doesn't matter whether their building's falling down or if it's state-of-the-art. You know, the fact is, in my opinion, our educational system has gone downhill. The amount of people pulling for Kamala Harris is a good testament to that.
Yep.
They just can't think. So,
well, and you know, I'll pipe in because, and I think it's still exactly the same, but I do know a number of years ago when I was doing some research for an out-of-town client that was doing some research on the schools. And back in the day, and I'm going to say this is 8-9 years ago, Evergreen School in Cottonwood, which is way out Bowman Road, which is a small little school, well-maintained, has the lowest paid staff. Back then, it had the lowest paid staff in the entire area, had the highest scores. They had some people that really cared about the kids back then. So money is not the problem. It's the system.
Well, this is to build schools and to clean them up. And
we don't have any money.
Rebuilding when they're falling down. I saw when they were doing UPREP up here, when they rebuilt the place, I happened to walk by and look in the dumpster. They were throwing away perfectly good drawers with brass hinges on them, doorknobs and everything. It was a complete waste of money, in mm-hmm. my opinion. And then I was working for this guy, and he was a painting contractor. And he says, I'll tell you how it works with these bids for the schools. They come with they want a bid, and they haven't got much money, and you got a really sharp pencil and get it as low as you can. So you do that, and you get the bid, and then they have all these add-ons, and they tell you money's no problem.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, that's exactly what he told me. So I would vote no on anything. Number three, Proposition 3, reaffirm the right to same-sex couples to marry. Well, you know, in 2008.
I thought we already handled that.
In 2008, we voted against it, against okay. same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
And the courts overruled us.
Yeah.
And they've been getting married, so now I think they just want to clean it up would be my guess. But the one I don't like, lower voter approval requirements for local housing and infrastructure bonds. They want to lower it from a 66% to 55% for pointed bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even a compromise.
No.
You know, at the very least, it should be a compromise. I can see their position, but I look and see how liberals are taking over our communities and how it won't be long, you know, 5-10 years before they can get to 55%. No problem.
Well, and the thing is, you know, that's the whole thing with liberal stupidity is it's all about to get to the 51.
Yes.
That's all it is. So if they get it down to 55, a couple years down the road, they're going, oh, we made the bar too high at 55. We need to lower it down to 51. And government is an absolute sucker of resources, money, hopes, and dreams, and it goes into a black hole. I think we should keep that threshold higher because it's harder to get. And if the people do at a rate of 6 out of 10 want to pay extra money out of their pocket, I'm on board. I'll do it.
You know, also in this, they snuck in the fine print that if this passes, it will retroactively include any of the bond issues in this election.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking. I would vote no on everything but Proposition 36.
Yep, that's what I've come up with is everything is a no, 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 no. 36, I don't think will actually – I think the courts will manage to gut it. But of the efforts that are out there, I think that's the one that might maybe bring a little bit of criminal justice back, but I'm not sure.
You know, I was reading about a bond in Bernie for fire. And it's going to add a substantial amount of money to each parcel. And it discussed the parcels. And retail business, it's going to be, it seemed like it was a little bit over $900 a year added to their taxes if that bond passes. I'm not saying they don't need it, But the fact is, almost all the retail, a lot of the retail buildings in Bernie are vacant. Are you still going to have to pay that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know what the answer is.
Well, Nick, I think we're near the end of our show, sir. It's been a pleasure being back with
the
you.
The news and from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.